I'm nobody, it's just my opinion, but I don't even think what's the purpose of living if you're not gonna have children.
Right?
And that's your
The
time
whole point.
machine. Your kids are your time machine.
You have kids?
No, I'm actually, well, I'm about to have a baby girl, dude, but I'm
Oh,
30,
congrats.
40, so I'm same Mexican
Oh, you need to
background.
catch up. You need to catch
Yeah. I shoot blanks, dude. I don't know, dude. I don't got that. I don't got the Andy
I
Ruiz
think it's the
game.
position. Well, what position you like?
Yeah, they
Doggy
say that
style works
too.
for me all the time.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. I am your co-host, Triple C, aka Henry Cejudo.
And I'm Mike Tyson, and our guest here today, former heavyweight champion of the world, introduce our champion for us.
And that is the former heavyweight champion of the world, Andy Ruiz. Let's give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
So
you,
Andy,
man.
tell us, Andy.
Thanks for having me again.
You gotta tell us about your last fight, brother. That was struggling.
It was a really good fight, man. I was actually I didn't think Chris Arreola was gonna come out like that. He did his thing, but I had to
That
overcome
was
in the second
exciting,
round.
though. That was exciting, man, Anthony, man. When you got up and came back, and that was just a good fight, man. I know the people got their money's worth.
Yeah, there's a lot of different switches when someone drops you, it's hard to overcome that and come out
You did a
to.
good job, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you did a good job. You do those combinations. Combinations picked it up.
What really impressed me in that fight with Chris in the third round, when he dropped you, dude, and then he hurt you a second time. But the second time that he hit
I
you stayed
stumbled.
up. You know
Oh
what I'm saying? You're like, fuck that. You ain't dropping me a second time, dude.
yeah. Yeah, I was. Andy, you were the man. You're the man.
Thank you, man. As after the long layoff, when I lost against Anthony Joshua, it was I kind of felt it, in the ring. I felt the rustiness. I felt it was just so just much different than sparring and fighting in a real fight. But I got the rounds in. I got the job done. That's the most important
You
thing.
listen. Your comeback fight was amazing. You shouldn't even feel bad about that. Don't let your mind play tricks with you. You did a great job.
Okay,
Yeah,
thank you.
people don't understand too the fact that you guys are bigger men going 12 rounds, dude. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't understand
Okay.
that's what it takes to get in the ring.
Yeah, but I'm glad, thank God everything worked out good and gotta move on and gotta stay busy. Before I wouldn't be training like how I am now. Before I would fight, boom, start doing everything,
Who do you have?
eating
Who do you
everything.
think you want to
So,
fight next, brother?
there's a lot of different
Yeah.
options. There's Luis Ortiz that's been calling me out. There's White from the UK. There's a lot of good opponents out there, and I just gotta stay in shape and be ready.
Mike, do you think the heavyweight from your era? You think now, because heavyweights for a minute there was a drought in popularity. Back when you were boxing, do you think it's gone back, Mike, to the glory days, the heavyweight division?
Well, it has a lot of guys like Andy, they have a lot of exciting guys in the division.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's very exciting.
Yeah.
You think about him and fighting, he could fight, what's that brother's name? Dante Wilder.
Yeah, Deontay
Imagine you
Wilder.
yeah, you could you got so many guys to fight. You could fight that guy from England again.
Was
What's that black
Anthony
guy, White?
Joshua, Tyson Fury,
But another guy too from England, this black guy. You're just saying,
Dylan White?
yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy that's me and him actually been going back and forth talking shit to each other, but
You guys,
He's a
you
shit
guys
has no
talking Twitter
respect,
battles?
bro.
He's a
He has
shit
no
talker
respect.
too.
Yeah. It'll be a
Shit.
good fight between me and him. Luis Ortiz as well. Wilder. I thought me and Wilder were gonna negotiate something, but I guess won the clause to for the
I
a
saw
trilogy
that.
for Tyson Fury.
So then he's mandatory now. I mean, Deontay Wilder has to fight Tyson Fury 3 in order for him to fight Anthony Joshua.
Yep, and it's crazy
But
because
listen, Joshua didn't get paid no side money not to let them fight, or they just took the fight away from him.
I don't think they told him that they were suing them or anything like that. But
You
I'm
want some of
sure.
that? Yeah, you
But
want one?
how do you take the how do you take
I'm
the
not
fight away
checking one, two.
from Wilder?
I think because they already had a
It was on
clause.
contract as well
Yeah,
already. Yeah.
I think they had that.
Yeah, so then that has to take place, man. And so what how would you like to see the, because you guys are the four horsemen, man. Joshua, you, Tyson Fury, and Deontay Wilder, man. Dude, that's a bracket of a bracket.
I think they should have like a tournament where we all get to fight each other and to see who's like,
yeah, but the Dante and Tyson, they're making that loot, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be a really good fight.
They're making that money.
Well, that's if they fight.
What do you think? What do you think, Mike? Who would take that? Or it goes either way. 50-50.
No way. You know, Dante Wilder have nothing to be sad about or nothing to complain. He fought a great fight. You know, I just think Tyson might got his number. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen because he punches hard.
Do you think size matters in that fight, Mike?
Well, they're both the same size, pretty much, right?
Yeah, different weight. Different
Tyson's
weight.
Tyson's a lot heavier, right?
Yeah, Tyson Fury's got him by, like, I think 30 pounds, man. Right? 30, 40 pounds, maybe?
He was, like, at 270-something, and Wilder was, like, at 220-something, 230.
Well, Wilder put hard enough to knock him
down. How much was he again? What was the pound difference?
Probably, like, 50 pounds. I think if Tyson Fury pressures him and brings the fight to him, I think we would see the same thing as the last fight.
That appeared to happen.
Yeah.
But the people want to see it. The people want to see it.
Yeah. I even messaged Eddie Hearns and I told him, hey, Eddie, what's up with the trilogy against me and Anthony Joshua? And the only thing he wrote was like the worried faces and deja vu. And I think that would be perfect.
Well, you could text the promoter and stuff. I always, what's that about, texting the promoter? I was always the enemy. But fuck you. It's like
now we have to approach it a different way.
Yeah, I learned that now. Yeah.
And it's like, come on, Eddie Hearns, fucking give me the fight. And,
yeah, so what ended up happening? Because I know you obviously you gave Joshua the opportunity. How come your clause didn't work how it worked with that, with Joshua? And
because it wasn't the same. I don't think we signed for a rematch clause or something, or something that we could.
Did you guys not want to? You guys just kind of like missed, I mean...
I think on the contract they said that we couldn't or something. I had to win that fight, but
yeah. But weren't you the A side since you had all the belts at that time when you beat him? You're the A side, right?
Yeah, but
made a mistake. Things, you know, it's happened.
Things
boss.
Happen for a reason. But more opportunities will come as long as we stay active, we stay busy, and we stay in the ahead of the game. You know.
Do you think Joshua will give you that third fight, man? You think deep down?
Yeah,
I'm
pretty sure they will, unless they're
out of respect.
Scared. Yeah.
But I'm talking about Joshua. Like Joshua, the fighter, the person. Will he give you that trilogy?
What do you think?
I don't know.
I think Anthony Joshua respects you a lot, man. Because even in the second fight, he still sees that you could have came back and you could have knocked his ass out again.
And he fought real safe.
I think you're the last person he would want to fight because you're fucking super dangerous, dude. And he's not used to a body style like you. Somebody that goes high, low, low, high. And you know what I'm saying?
No, Anthony, give me the chance.
I mean, because that's money, dude. Those are paydays. Those are paydays that are life-changing.
And it sucks, Mike? Because...
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys out there for you to fight, man. You look good last fight. A lot of guys out there for you to fight. Chris was up for the fight. He was up, and he was, you know... You fight good. You're throwing those combinations.
Yeah. You got to move a little bit more. I kind of got confident in the first few rounds. I think that's how he kind of got me in back of my head and kind of wobbled me a little bit. But that's the thing about fighters. When they get dropped, they have to come back stronger, you know?
Well, you were a professional. You did that. You didn't make a big thing. You went down, you got back up, and you started throwing punches. You know, don't make anybody make... feel like you did something bad and you're a punk and you went down to don't do that.
Everybody
man.
Talks
don't
shit
let these and... people in your fucking head. They ain't in no fucking ring, these bitch motherfuckers.
Yeah.
If they're in the ring, the guy don't even have to you wouldn't even have to hit them, just walk around in a circle till he dropped dead of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Tell them to get in the ring. Oh, they have a fucking heart attack. Man, you know, imagine somebody you ain't never fought this guy, never did nothing to this guy before, never seen him before, and he wants to kill you. They never experienced that. Yeah. Anybody, those guys haven't experienced that. They talk that shit. Motherfucker want to kill you for nothing. He ain't done nothing to this guy. He just wants to kill you. Ain't that crazy? Don't that too.
Yeah, that's how mentality has to be. Because at the end of the day, they're trying to do the same to you.
Yeah, exactly. And each of both of you know, if I win this fight, I move up more, my family do better. The more I win, the better my family comes out.
Yeah.
That's how we all think.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three putt, but the tournament on the line. So if you feel you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/hotboxing now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation on ongoing care of ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home.
A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it will be shipped to you free with a 2-day shipping.
The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/hotboxing and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home.
Go to GetRoman.com/hotboxing now and get $15 off your first month.
Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/hotboxing.
Get started now and save $15 on your first month of treatment.
So Andy, man, how much? Because I think of your story, man, I think of like a dude that that nobody knew. You're always really good, always great, but never had the opportunity until the heavyweight that was supposed to fight Joshua pulled out, and then you came in as a short notice. After beating Anthony Joshua, how much has your life changed?
It changed a lot, you know, when I won and made history, not just for me, but for my loved ones and my family, my kids.
But the whole Mexican race.
Yeah. Until I kind of went crazy, you know. I kind of went crazy and didn't do the things that I was supposed to do. I wasn't disciplined. I didn't listen to my corners or to my family at some point. Because at that time, I waited like 28 years for me to make my dreams come true. And I wish I could take it all back and boom, I would have been still back in the gym and would have been ready for Joshua in my second fight, but the time went by so fast, man. And
listen, you're nothing's over. You're still a young baby. It's not over.
I know, but I keep that inside me because I don't want that to happen again.
Well, listen, just keep on fighting with the belief system you have and keep on being confident. Come on, man. That's just one fight. I know you ain't going to let no little fight like that last fight with Joshua discourage you.
No, of course
you're
not.
You're former heavyweight champion of the world. You can get the title back and you have many opportunities.
Yeah.
Never feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
You're in a great position in life.
Yep. So right now I feel the main thing is just to stay busy and stay
That's what it's all active. About, staying active.
Mm-hmm.
I have 15 fights in 1 year.
Damn, 15 fights in one year?
Yeah.
Damn, it's a lot.
15 KOs too. Anybody go past the first round, Mike?
One guy.
Damn,
that's a good ratio.
Jesus. Back in those days, it was crazy, man.
Yeah, you could do that shit, fight all the time, every day.
Did you grow up watching a lot of Mike's era, like boxing? How old are
of
you?
Of course, Andy? I'm 31 years old.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we would watch him, and he was just scary too. You know, the knockouts.
Shit,
yeah, he was a scary fighter. I'm gonna eat you. I'm gonna eat your kids.
Kill you, motherfucker. I'm gonna fuck you in your ass.
Oh yeah. Crazy. I don't know what I would say if somebody told me that.
Issues.
How would a third fight with you and Anthony Joshua be different?
I think it would be a lot different because you've seen what I could do, and with me being out of shape, me being almost 300 pounds, and me being in shape, me being ready, like just how I was in my first fight against him, I think I would win, man. That for sure, I would feel that I would win. I'm learning a lot of stuff right there with Eddie and Canelo, so I think my style would be a little bit different than the first time.
What advice would you have for that, Mike, going into the third fight with somebody? What do you think would be the difference in that fight?
Well, I think the jab, basically put him in position for everything. I think he has to keep using the jab, putting it in his face 2 or 3 times, follow with the right left.
Yeah. Well, without the jab, you can't really throw no combination, especially with these big guys. We have to throw yeah, the jabs to get in there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're considered a lot like Mike.
If you don't throw a jab, he can see everything coming. Mm-hmm. He's the host, he can see everything coming. Yeah. But you got to blind him. Keep doing that to blind him.
Yeah. But he's a lot, because you're what, 6'6"? Eddie?
Me? I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. 6'1".
6'1", yeah. But for like the heavyweights with the Tyson, you know, I mean, these dudes are what, 6'7", dude?
But sometimes that could be to their disadvantage.
Huh? Yeah. For me, I liked fighting taller fighters because for some reason it's easier for me to get in there, see the punches.
Yeah, because you saw what happened in the first fight when he fought Joshua. See, Joshua was for real cautious the second fight. And just outpointed him, tap, tap, boom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He fought you at distance the second fight.
Yeah, but I was too big and without the condition to cut the rings, to follow him, you know. Not to follow him, but to cut the rings and to throw the combinations right there. I was just doing one punch, two punch, and there's some punches that would connect them and like wobble him, but I feel I didn't have the stamina to continue to keep throwing, or I don't know, but things happen. But
you guys, you just throw those combinations like you're doing your last fight. You know, you saw those combinations, they were good. They kept them from throwing back at you.
Yeah.
It looked good. It's good combination sets.
Got to keep working because I did felt the rust from being like almost 2 years off, but like how you're saying,
stop beating yourself up. That was beautiful, man. 2 years. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Well, super was beautiful. Technical. And like Chris Arriola, he was
he fell down. He got dropped. I can remember when I was young, you coming back from a knockdown. People was like, "Wow, that was great." You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't be feeling down for that. Yeah. Most people get discouraged, get knocked down, cover up, and let you stop them and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just that came shows your
fighting spirit.
That shows your focus and your will, right?
Yeah, the
Mike?
Will to like, fight. Yeah,
you're focused, but you're almost like you got to be up.
The will.
Mm-hmm.
That's that Mexican in you, man. Did you grow up watching a lot of Julio César
Chavez. Yeah, of course. Ben Morales, all them. Yeah,
Marquez.
It's a blessing to be in their positions how they were as well. You know, because I didn't really think that I was gonna become the first Mexican heavyweight champion because everybody would doubt me because I was chubby. Nobody believed, that chubby kid's going to get knocked out by this big guy. But I don't know. For some reason, I wasn't scared of nothing. That's what my dad would say.
You can do it again, man.
Yeah, we're going to.
You can do it again.
My dad would tell me that I wasn't scared of nothing when I was a little kid because I was always this chubby kid that nobody was in my weight class. So I had to fight these older guys, and there some of them were men, and I was only like 13 years old, and I would beat them up. But that's the good experience.
When you were a young kid, some guys you fight, you had to fight their father. The father.
That would be funny.
Did you have to beat up some dads, Andy?
Huh?
Did you beat up some dads when you were 13?
Yeah, he did. I know he did.
But it's crazy, man. But a good experience that I had when I was young and trying to go to the Olympics as well. Didn't happen, but...
How was your amateur career? For those who don't know your records. Because, man, I feel like as much as professionals, you know, it's hard. I feel like in my eyes, like the purest and the hardest... And all of boxing is amateur boxing.
It's a trip, man.
Because it's hard because...
3 minutes, to three-minute rounds to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They favor a lot of in the amateurs, you know, especially
the
in...
Boxers get all the favoritism.
Oh, like that, man.
Yeah, boxers, God, movers get all the favoritism.
Really? Did you feel like you got cheated before too, Mike?
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah?
Big. I dropped the guy and then he dropped him twice. He still won.
Jesus.
Like,
yeah, God.
What the hell?
How many fights did you have in the amateurs, Mike?
Around 50.
50. What about you, Andy?
I had like 120.
Okay.
120. I started at 6 years old, and I had my first amateur fight. I was 7 years old, and from there on, I kept fighting.
You meet guys in the amateurs, some of these Russians, some of these Europeans, they have 400 fights, 500 fights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All their life they've been fighting, they couldn't turn professional, so they've been fighting all their life.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Was that one of your first dreams to go to the Olympics
It
before
was. It
professional?
was because there's never been a Mexican heavyweight to go to the Olympics for Mexico. So I was really close. I lost against a Brazilian guy. I forgot his name too, but he's a pro. He fought Dylan White as well.
Just like you said, you forgot his name.
Yeah.
We all forgot his name,
Yeah.
but we know who you are.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm not making fun of
Actually, yeah.
nobody.
No, for sure. I see. I know what you're
What's
saying.
his name? Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Heavyweight champ of the world, brother. Just
There you
remember
go.
those things. Don't ever feel bad on yourself. Be down on yourself.
What's your predictions with the Wilder of Fury now that it's gonna go down, man? I don't think there's a reason why they should take it to court again. This is what it is.
I don't know. I feel every man that's 200 and something pound is dangerous, because it only takes one punch to change the whole fight. And, Wilder's dangerous. I think Tyson Fury, if he does the same thing that he did in his last fight, I think he could take it
See, I want to
because
see
he's
him fight
strong.
those guys, Tyson
I
Fury,
would want to fight
Deontay
Tyson
Wilder.
Fury. I think it would be, my style would be a really good for him. I think I would make him have
He's
a lot
gonna
of trouble.
jab a lot. He's gonna jab a lot.
I think you're problematic for anybody, especially at the heavyweight
Everybody
division,
knows gonna be
but
excited. He fight any
yeah.
all three of those guys, Joshua, Deontay, or Tyson.
Yeah. I think even though you the second fight did go to Joshua, I think you're still the most dangerous heavyweight right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fast hands.
Yeah, as
Yeah.
long as we stay busy and
The
Chris
speed
couldn't
and then
deal with
the
your fast
accuracy.
hands. He couldn't deal with your fast hands. They were coming out. They couldn't
Yeah.
even throw back after you threw.
Yeah. That was a really good fight, man.
Yeah, he
That
came
was
to
a good.
fight, man.
Yeah,
He
he
came
really
to
did.
fight.
Yeah, I know he was mad after the fight as well.
What's your take on everything that's going on right now with like YouTube boxing, man, and these YouTubers trying to take over the game, these TikTokers?
They bring a lot of money to the game.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
crazy, but this is entertainment,
I saw
There's
Deontay Wilder
yeah.
fuck some YouTuber up. He came to the gym. He was talking about Deontay Wilder,
Oh
bitch.
yeah.
Deontay Wilder went to the gym and beat his fucking ass. I said, oh shit, he can really do that without getting arrested? If I'd have did that, I would have been arrested,
It's
motherfucker.
crazy that that kid, he that guy, he put on the gloves. He wanted to, huh?
Yeah,
I think
but
he
Dante
wanted
started
it.
swinging. He said, oh shit, let me get out of
Wait,
this.
oh, so he actually, I don't
He's
know
a
about this. What is
TikTok.
it?
It's on
You can't pull
YouTube.
that up, man?
Yeah,
Can you pull
Deontay
that up?
Wilder boxing TikTok. Oh, you gonna say, oh
You
shit.
see, I like it. You see, typically Mike's the one that caused the video roll. You know what I'm
That
saying?
guy was brave though. That guy's brave.
You gonna say Deontay Wilder's a crazy motherfucker. You remember this shit?
Internet.
Oh, this guy's so crazy, right?
This Uber would always talk shit to
Yeah.
him.
Tell me about it.
He
Hold
talking
on,
shit
turn
right
up the
now,
volume,
like,
dude.
oh.
Like, get up.
And this shit was unorganized.
No, this
Nah,
shit.
look at
Nigga, he could go
he's
to
still
jail for
down.
this shit.
Look at that kid's still
Oh, he's
down.
trying to kill his fucking.
Ooh.
Look, he's trying to kill his fucking guy. Oh, no! Fuck you, yo! I would be in prison, man, for this shit, man.
Oh,
Henry.
he's about to swing
Henry,
his
look at this shit, Henry.
shit. I'm
Henry, why this nigga ain't in jail, Henry?
damn.
Man, I would be so underneath the prison from doing this shit, man.
Maybe the YouTuber didn't want to file the
And he's
lawsuit.
still gonna fight.
You see, and he's still down.
Now, something's wrong with that guy.
And he's still calling him out?
Yeah, but the YouTuber was disrespectful because he would always go to the gym. He would be messaging him
Oh, yeah.
dumb stuff. So,
Oh, he glad he missed that one when he was on the floor, right?
yeah, with the
He
upper.
said uppercut. He's
Yeah.
happy that man missed that uppercut. God damn.
But that's pretty. I mean, at least he didn't pull. He didn't press charge or anything like that. I
Yeah.
mean, he put the
Oh,
gloves
listen,
on.
they
He
can
was
press
limited to
charges.
fight.
Like the state could press charges on you.
Oh man, yeah, he really pissed off Deontay,
Well,
bro.
I thought that uppercut, he's lucky he missed that uppercut, baby.
This could have been
Oh, damn.
it was a dangerous situation.
Yeah, so what do you think about the YouTubers?
I think it's all entertainment, you know? I don't want to talk bad or talk shit about
I
any
went
of
to
them
jail for
because.
shit like that.
But at the end of the day, we're all risking our lives in there, you know? Even if they don't know really how to throw punches or nothing like that, at least they have the balls to go in there and get in the ring and fight each other.
But do you think that's good? Do you think that's good for the sport, man, or?
I don't think it's gonna help it or anything like that, but you know, or maybe it will. You never know because there's gonna be a lot of different YouTubers that are gonna be
Watching, yeah.
more interested in boxing and
Jake Paul
how
brought
they're doing.
75 million views to the fight when he did with us.
Like that.
And he's getting better and better, man. Jake Paul, I feel he's getting better and better.
Do you think he can beat out? Do you keep up with MMA?
A little bit.
Yeah. Do you think he could beat Tyron Woodley?
In a boxing match?
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to see his fights, the other guy.
Yeah. So is the DM from Eddie Hearn true, man?
Yeah, I messaged him and I told him, but for what fight? The first one or the recent one?
Well, I imagine the recent one.
Well, he's just saying that he's picking that it's just not Usyk that's gonna be the front runner. There's several people that are
How about
wanting to
some of them
fight.
European guys?
Like Dylan White?
No, I'm talking about. Didn't the guy knock him out with an uppercut?
Povetkin.
In Pavukian. Yeah, remember
Yeah.
him with the uppercut? That was
Yeah.
beautiful,
I
right?
was actually so happy because I'm not a really big fan of Dylan White because I feel he doesn't respect no fighters. So I was just really happy when Povetkin got him with the uppercut.
Gotta have respect. Gotta have respect. That's the reason we joined this shit. For respect.
But he did his job in the second fight, Dylan White did.
He fought him again
Yeah.
and beat him.
Well, he was already winning them
He was
in
cocky
the
the
first
first fight
fight.
and got clipped,
Yeah.
right?
But things happen.
What do you think is your hardest matchup if you were to fight? Who do you think would be your hardest matchup, man, in the heavyweight division?
I don't know. I feel all fights are gonna be tough.
Yeah, they all are.
Like you say, everyone has a plan until they get hit. But I don't know. I would really want me and Tyson Fury to fight. I think that would be a really good fight. I know he has his things that he has to fight.
I would like to see that one too.
Me too. But there's a lot of guys out there. Luis Ortiz just
Yeah, I was
called me
thinking about
out.
that too. I'm thinking about you and
Yeah.
him too.
He just called me out. I posted
He's
something on
tough. He's a little
Instagram.
durable though, you know,
Yeah,
he's
he
tough.
is. But I feel with the pressure, staying in close, throwing combinations, I think we could definitely get that win. But it's all up to our promoters and all that to make
Yeah,
that
move your head
happen.
as soon as you punch because he's gonna punch back.
Yeah, Ortiz an Olympic champion, right? He's a
I know
Cuban
he fought
Olympic
in the
champion.
Olympics
I don't
before.
know.
He fought in the Olympics before.
But he's
All
did he
Cubans,
win gold?
I'm not sure.
Maybe a silver or something.
But all Cubans are favored for the Olympics. When I was trying to fight for the Olympics, I lost against a Cuban too. But they favor them so
Yeah, and
much,
they have
and
got the
they're.
system down pat.
Yeah.
Like, listen, like guys like us, right? We train to be this, to be professional fighters. Those guys train to be the amateur all their career. They're never going to be professionals, and they got that system down pat where they can outpoint you. You could drop them twice, and they can go pop, pop, pop. They're 1 point ahead of you. Ain't that something? I dropped them twice, so he goes pop, pop. Now he's even pop. Now he's ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and the amateurs is different.
We lose a lot of amateur fights. You come in the pros, you're beating everybody. You know, it's just a weird system, different system, different system.
Andy, man, what other projects you have coming up? I see you're sponsored by Jarritos.
You're in commercials now?
Yeah, for Sweat OX, it's like a Mexican brand, Pedialyte, but it's for Mexico. And we're just investing the money, buying lots. Right now, we're on the verge of finishing the 26 houses that me and
Yeah,
my
don't
dad are
forget real
doing.
estate. God's not making any more of that. Don't forget real estate. As much as that as you
Well,
can. So thanks.
so you're in real estate, Andy.
Well, thanks to my dad and the people around me, they're helping me out a lot. And, because boxing is not forever, you have to pressure your money. And some guy told me, his name is Mr. Monday, and he told me, rule number one is don't lose what you got. And, just to be smart. And the first times I was buying dumb stuff, I feel like anybody would. But, I have five kids, so I gotta look for their future and my future as well.
Absolutely.
But as long as I keep listening to the older guys that know how to invest the money and know how to manage the money, then I'm sure we're gonna be good.
You know, when I didn't have it, I wanted it so bad. Now that I have it, I don't want it anymore.
That's how I feel with all the cars that I
You want the
have.
toys and stuff?
Yeah.
You can't drive them because there's no gas in them because there's too many cars being driven,
Tell me about your kids, man. Five kids, bro. God, leave, man.
Yeah, I wasn't
You don't shoot
actually.
blanks,
Yeah.
dude.
No, I was actually gonna bring my son. He was with me everywhere. He goes with me everywhere. He was there at the fights as well. He's a character kid, man. He's crazy. Not shy of anything. He'll go up to you like, "Hey, what's up? Like, what is that?" Or he's amazing.
I'm nobody, just my opinion, but I don't even think what's the purpose of living if you're not gonna have children.
Right?
Yeah. And that's your
The
time
whole point.
machine. Your kids are your time machine.
You have kids?
No, I'm actually, well, I'm about to have a baby girl, dude, but I'm
Oh,
34,
congrats.
dude, so I'm same Mexican
Oh, you need to
background.
catch up. You need to
Yeah.
catch
I shoot blanks, dude. I don't know, dude. I don't got that. I don't got the Andy Ruiz
I think it's the
aim.
position. Well, what position you like?
Yeah, they
Doggy
say that
style works
too.
for me all the time. For real.
It's
Yeah, it's such
beautiful.
a blessing, man. So a lot of your motivation that comes from your family, huh?
Yeah, of course. My kids, my dad's always been there. Even me and him, we love each other, we hate each other, but he at the end of the day, he's always right there behind me, telling me what I should be doing, Even if I don't want to hear, he still tells me if I'm fucking up or if I'm not doing this right. And it's good to have people like that, So you don't get misguided or go on the wrong direction, like how I did at one moment, but you gotta learn.
Yeah, I think with all the fame comes a lot of money, Mike. What advice would you give Andy?
Don't know. Taking care of and managing money is an art. Positive, powerful business people, they don't know how to handle money. They just know how to make great deals, but actually the art of handling money, that's an art, And you learn to do that. And once you pretty much master that, then I think you'll do really good in life financially. But it's the art, isn't, trust me. Everybody, the Rockefeller event, they got it, they spent it, and then 1913 taxes came. So now they're taking half of your money. So a lot of those robber barons back in the day with Vanderbilt and Rothschild, they didn't make it. The tax blew them away. They couldn't handle it. Only very few robber baron families were left since back then.
Like they say, more money, more problems, and it's true and it's real.
You allow the problem to happen. Only the problem if you allow it to be a problem. Even if you lose all your money, if that's the problem, you allow that to be a problem.
Was buying a tiger the most extravagant thing you
Hell
did,
no.
Mike?
I had plans. I had a goddamn bunch of chateaus and stuff. I had a really interesting life.
Yeah,
Oh,
Mike,
especially
how many kids do you have?
seven. Seven
Seven?
kids, yeah.
Okay. Damn, we need to catch up to him, huh?
Yeah, you got to, man,
Shit.
dude. You know,
Okay.
it's let's call it the Mike Tyson Treaty.
Yeah. I wish I had more. My wife would never do that. I'd love to have more kids.
How was it, Mike? Because this is one thing that I think about a lot, man. Because and they everybody that I've talked to is like, "Hey, man, that's cool. Congratulations, man. But enjoy your sleep now."
It depends on the kid, really. It's not always hellified nights with the kids and stuff. They have their own personality, but you're gonna have to be responsible. That's something that you're not used to, loving something more than yourself. That's your, like I said, that's your time machine. You're gonna go in the future with you.
So did you get up every time they cried then?
I know, listen, I didn't do anything, but I was in the bed while he was crying. I was suffering too. I couldn't sleep either. If she couldn't sleep, I couldn't sleep. She kept saying, "Hey, go to another room. Go to another room." I said, "No, I'll suffer with you with this."
No, that's nice.
That's a sub, and that's probably something I'm gonna have to
deal with.
Yeah, like you know, you got to. What is it? What are they, what's that word? What you're like your companion? Is there a word out there? I'm thinking of it. It's not
coming. Your wife. Listen, man, dealing with babies is serious, man. Not a joke, man. Not a joke.
Yeah, so I'm looking to experience that, man. How would?
You're having a girl too?
I'm having a girl.
She got to get that shotgun ready too.
Oh, that's going to blow your mind. Blows my mind.
Yeah. My oldest daughter, she's the first baby I had. She was a girl. Her name is Bella. She's 13 already and going through trouble. Different mixes trouble. Of hormones.
Yeah,
and
trouble. Trouble. Talking crazy. Shit back to yes. you. It's trouble.
Yes. It's crazy.
Now they like guys like Polo G. Now they like people like Polo G.
How would you like to end the perfect legacy for Andy Ruiz, man? How would you like to leave the sport of boxing?
By becoming a two-time heavyweight champion of the world. And
you can do that shit, too. I'm not something like Ryan, your dick, but you can, man. No bulls, you can do that shit,
we're
man.
Going to.
You're in position to do that shit, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as we stay busy, stay ready.
Hit that body, man. If you hit body good, yeah, hit that body and come up.
Thank you. But yeah, just becoming a champion again. Look all the things that Canelo accomplished, and no, he's a big beast, you know. Moving up in weights is different from us heavyweights that we just stay at one certain weight.
It will be your turn. You got to come back and be a beast in this division. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do it again. If you did it once, you could do it again.
How many times would you like to defend your title?
A lot of times, you know. As much as I can, exactly. And
well, I mean, do you have like a certain age when you would like to retire, or is that just based on?
It's just crazy that you say that, because before I even won the championship and all that, I said that I want to retire when I'm 35 years old, and you know, I have 4 more years to give it all I got and to be super disciplined for those 4 years to see where it gets me. So. I think 35 years old will be a perfect age and just spend time with the family.
I just think when he's 35, 35 is going to be so young. It's going to be like 29.
Yeah, you're telling me, Mike, I'm retired. 34.
Oh, you're 34?
Yeah, I'm 34 now. Just think.
Well, he could still fight a couple of years. He has decided not to. It wasn't like he was getting the ass kicked, so I bet it's.
No, as long as we move, like how you're saying, move the head more.
He was fighting good. He stopped.
Yeah, just, I want that payday, Mike. I need that payday, man.
Mm-hmm. Can't get it by stopping. They keep on beating people.
But yeah, I get it, man, but when's enough, you know what I'm saying?
It's never enough. It's never enough. You got a baby coming out, it's never enough.
Why, you want to fight?
Yeah, of course, but I...
Like a boxing match?
As
like
a YouTubers? Yeah.
You should be calling out Jake Paul.
I did.
You did?
I don't think he wants that smoke.
Who's that?
Jake Paul.
Oh, shit. Don't fight him, man.
Nah, it's different weight classes, but of course, man, I'd fight him. I just think, you know, I've boxed amateur, and obviously I fought my whole life in wrestling and all that. You know what I'm saying? So... Anyhow, but yeah, to getting back to that, it's just different, you know, the promoters in boxing and in the UFC, how the promotions are different. It's like you guys have a couple promoters where you guys are able to negotiate and get money. Mm-hmm. Us UFC fighters, we're under an umbrella, and the boss pays us what he thinks he wants to pay you. You know, and now I'm a two-division UFC champ, Olympic champ, you know what I'm saying? I've accomplished a lot in my life, and... They're keeping me at the same pay, dude. When the guys in front of me are making millions.
Yeah, a boxer won't pay you shit.
As a world champion, I agree with you. The majority of boxers don't make money, Mike.
Even world champion, these guys are rotting out there, man.
Yeah.
All your expenses, the next thing you know, your expenses take up so much shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to handle your own lawyer, handle your own money. Don't let no promoter handle no motherfucker.
It all depends, too, who you sign with and what promoter is giving you those fights, too. And
I'm a strong believer in no promoters. That's why in our promotions, we have no promoters.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to God, I started my own promotion company. I signed
Yes, that's what
my
you
first
do.
fighter. His name is Anthony Garnica. He's from Oakland. He fought at the at my fight when I fought. He's a southpaw. He's a good fighter too. And I don't know if you guys seen Canelo's fight. There's a fight before him. He fought this Asian guy. His name is Soto. We signed him too.
I
and
want to see Canelo fight that tall Mexican brother.
David Benavides.
Yeah.
Well, I grew
David
up with him too.
I hope the pressure don't get to him now. You know, a lot of guys are good that they get in there with him and freeze.
I don't think so. I think this kid's a different breed.
If he could be hit, he gets hit. If Canelo could hit him, he's going to kill him.
Yeah, check this out, Mike. I used to spar that kid when he was 11 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, Benavides?
Yeah, David.
Yeah.
He was like a big chubby kid, and we're the same height as an 11-year-old kid.
Everybody think he's going to give Canelo a fight.
100%. I think he's his toughest threat.
Yeah.
What do you think about Caleb Plant and Canelo? Do you think Caleb Plant has what it takes to do good against him?
I don't know. I don't. It's not gonna be who's out there can handle him like that. I want to see this guy Benavidez. Everybody's talking. I saw a fight of two of him. And he looks pretty rugged. Mm-hmm. I just think the guy's smart. I think you know what I mean. Canelo's smart. He's doing that fast, slick shit. Yeah. You know.
He's super explosive and super compact, man.
He's smart.
He's gonna stop Caleb. I think he'll stop all. I think he'll stop everybody except Benavidez. Even if he does beat Benavidez, like now. I think within the next
Benavidez,
few
I
want to
see what he can take because he's going to get hit with some shit. I want to see. He's tough. I want to see what he can take because Canelo's going to put that shit on him.
Mm-hmm. It's because Canelo's a counterpuncher, and I think he does good with the little people that are taller than him. And Benavidez, he's really good. I think he's better than all the other guys that he's fought, but he just covers up. He stays like shield. I don't think.
You don't like that position?
Yeah, I don't. That's not good.
That's a dangerous position.
Yeah, with Canelo.
He throws punches, though. He throws punches.
Yeah, he'll throw them from there, too, though. He'll run up those uppercuts, left hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Super slick.
And he's young. He's strong.
Strong, right? He's strong to pull.
It's crazy. I've been owning him since he was really young, and we would train at Freddie Roach's gym.
I like him, too, though. I'm a fan, too.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
But that's all it is for us to get the opportunity and for us to, you know, take it and take advantage of it. And I feel that's what he needs, the opportunity. And I'm sure he's going to do good things.
He should fight one of those Cholo brothers before he fights.
Yeah. I like
what Cholo brothers are that?
One of them.
Yeah, the Cholo. Yeah, Cholo, Janelle, right? Charlo. Janelle.
Oh, yeah.
Charlo.
I said Cholo.
I thought Cholo was a world gangster.
I was like, you know what? Cholo means thug.
You know what brother
thug,
did that? You know what crew is that? I don't know. Cholo.
Cholo means you're a thug, man.
Now, the Charlos are really good, too. Both of them. Both of them are blessed twins. And they fight.
My Benavidez, I want to see him in a real tough one with one of those guys in the chat.
That one will sound.
He just looks like a dog, you know. When that fight, I saw him. He looks like a dog.
I think Benavidez would be.
Do you think Canelo would agree with that? Do you think Canelo would say Benavidez is my toughest matchup? That you know him.
No, I think Canelo's gonna say that he's gonna beat everyone. I think he's gonna. I don't think.
Or does Canelo think that's the toughest matchup?
See, this guy throw a lot of punches, but Canelo be moving and shit. He's not like the old Puerto Rican.
But distance, Ali?
Huh?
Muhammad Ali sting like a butter, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but that's how Canelo's a boxer. He moves, he slips. He's not a typical Mexican fighter.
Yeah, he's not going to just be there to take punches.
He's like an American fighter. He moves, slips, pop, 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 boom, boom, you know?
Yeah, there's not a better combination than that. You think he's pound for pound, Mike?
Yeah.
More so than Crawford?
Yeah.
I feel he is because he's been more active. He's already
he's
gonna
the man.
Fight.
The black community's gonna be mad at you, Mike.
I don't give a fuck who's mad at me. He's the baddest motherfucker on the scene now.
Yeah. There's no denying, man. He's stopping
guy
people,
on the
man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's right there, man. Him or Crawford. I really do.
I wanna see Crawford fight Mikey Garcia.
Yeah.
That'll be a good fight.
I don't know. I think he did good. I thought Spence was supposed to stop him. Mm-hmm. You know? And he held his own with Spence.
Spence and Manny Pacquiao, this was going to be an exciting fight right there.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
Which one? Spence and
Pacquiao.
Man, I got Pacquiao, man. We're just talking about it back there with John, man. We got a.
You got to go with Pacquiao because I can't. I want to see somebody beat him before I choose against him. I saw him do too many upsets. He did too many upsets for me.
It's hard to go against a proven champion like Manny Pacquiao, man. 8-division world champ. I mean, the dude has beaten everybody under the sun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That dude has fought everybody. So I think his experience and the fact that he's a southpaw and he's in and out.
And he beat Thurman.
He fights awkward. And he did punish
Thurman. Didn't Thurman fight Spence?
More so than Spence.
It was the Thurman fight. What's Spence's first name?
Earl Spence.
Earl Spence and Keith Thurman. Did they fight?
Yeah, they
did. No.
No, he fought Porter, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right. Thurman didn't fight. Thurman just, he they just fought Pacquiao.
They both fought Garcia.
Damn,
I'm I want to know, man. It's hard to beat Pacquiao, choose against them, you know?
Yeah, you shouldn't. That's one
he's
guy.
He's not no older fighter trying to wait for somebody to make a mistake. He's all over the place, though. You know, very exciting.
Yeah, well, that's what's up, man. Well, Mike, man, you got any closing thoughts here for Andy Ruiz, man? Any advice?
Yo, man, I think it's a possibility if he really believes he could be heavyweight champ again. And I should think, and I think he should do that. He should, you know, keep fighting good fights, exciting fights to get his chance to fight for the title. That would be good. You and Tyson Fury would be an awesome fight.
Yeah, that's what we... I actually wrote it on some piece of paper, and that was one of my
you
dream fights.
You
gotta
keep him working,
because right
you gotta keep coming forward with your jab.
I have to be first throwing the combinations, and he's awkward, but the head he moves, but the body doesn't move.
No,
so
doesn't
just
move
how you're saying, throw the body a lot, the body, and...
You good body puncher too. That's why you always punch to the body.
Mm-hmm. But just,
yeah, to knock somebody out in the head, you got to throw a hard punch and knock somebody in the body. Poof! You're like, fuck, can't breathe.
Yeah, well, man, Andy, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor, man. Congratulations
always,
on all your success.
You, appreciate you guys.
You're the Rocky. You're that Rocky story, man. The guy that you know nobody knew to. Had everything, you know, after one fight, man, we just want to, you know, we just want to
wish
over.
You luck. It feel like it's over. It's not
yeah,
over. Probably
no,
just
the
begun.
Beginning. Yeah, you know, it's just the beginning that people know Andy Ruiz and, you know, just got
to
be.
Maybe you make money for your family, take care of your people and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about anyway,
yeah,
taking care of our
fight
people.
For them, yeah.
Yeah, we'll end it there, guys. You guys, thank you guys for watching this episode of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. I'm your co-host, Triple C, a.k.a. Henry Cejudo.
And I'm Mike Tyson, and we're here with Andy Ruiz. Hold one more thing. Andy, the world is looking at you right here. Is there anything you want to say, please? They're looking at you.
Well, just that I'm back in action. I know from my last performance, a lot of people were a little disappointed, but like how Mike Tyson says, yep, not too.
I'd have been disappointed if you lost.
But, you know, back on action, baby. You got to get back to work. And on Monday, we're already starting to camp. So we're going to see who's going to be next. Tune
in.
There
you have it. We out.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink. We play games. We have the song of the week. We have the creative curse word of the week. As long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!